Sacco Bank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. A look now at our stories. The Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, has stated that it will be a prudent move for government to scrap the e-levy and COVID levy. The AGI believes the taxes have been nuisance and have not yielded the intended purpose. Speaking ahead of the media budget review, Chief Executive Officer of the AGI, Seth Chuma Kwabwa, said removing some of these taxes will bring relief to businesses.
So, and that includes the e-levy. We have itemized it. There's so many of them. If I have time, I can take you through that. You add the import VAT, so many things, the COVID levy, the NHL. If you put it all together, you're talking about 52 point something percent. So the COVID levy is one of it. And we think that if we want to reduce taxes and make businesses more competitive, there are some taxes that are not impacting much, or at least they're never known for not something else. So take it out. So I think that hint you've gotten, I hope it happens and it's good. Now, you talked about the e-levy and then the e-levy also being taken out. Well, for the e-levy, I think that right from the onset, it has its own challenges. And there were a lot of talk about it. For whatever reason, it didn't work well as expected. And as was just mentioned, if you had an e-levy that was expecting to generate about 6.17 billion and were generating less than a billion, it means the real intention probably has not been achieved. And if that isn't achieved, can you recalibrate it and look at the whole tax regime? And I don't think we should just look at these two taxes. We should look at all the taxes together and make it very progressive.
Chief Executive Officer of the AGI, Seth Chuma Kwabwa, speaking there while longer on media budget review matters. Economist Professor Peter Kwoti has stated that a media budget review will prove how government is committed to sticking to its expenditure target for the 2024 fiscal year. He contends budget overruns during election years have been a major challenge for both present and successive governments, a situation he fears might recur despite the country being under an IMF program. Professor Kwoti has been speaking to Joy News ahead of the presentation.
It's the expenditure side that we are not too sure, as you all know, because in our election year, we haven't done well at all. And we have a track record for reneging on our targets when it comes to the fiscal deficit. Every election year, we're sick. Even during 2016, when we had IMF with us, we really went beyond target. So the political business cycle, as we call it, it's always been with us. And I'm not sure how we can overcome this year. I mean, the Minister of Finance has been very assuring in this respect that they are not going to go beyond what has been projected. So hopefully that will happen. But I think the savings that we are making from our debt would provide some leverage for us to complete some of the projects that are hanging. We've also seen some new bilateral donors, some multilateral donors, providing cheaper sources of credit, and that would all help to finance some of the infrastructure projects.
Professor Peter Kwoti is an economist, and more reactions on the review. Financial consultant, who is also an economist, Professor Lord Mensah, wants some clarity on the exchange rate projections for this year and how they intend to contain the city's depreciation.
The exchange rate levels we're seeing now is what they use in projecting for the year. And so I want him to come clear and own the budget as well. I mean, he should completely deviate from what, you know, the finance minister, former finance minister, was presenting to us.
Professor Lord Mensah is an economist. Away from the 2024 media budget review, the Ghana Association of Savings and Loans Companies has stated that some of its members with significant investment in cocoa bills that were not honored on maturity dates are struggling to meet operational costs. According to the association, this poses a liquidity concern for the companies. Speaking at the 14th annual general meeting, Executive Secretary of the Association, Chinipua Kodiabuache, said some of the companies are still struggling after the financial sector cleanup exercise.
We realize that a few of our members had excess liquidity, and then they also, as part of our business, required business processes, which is a permissible business, invested in this purpose, as in the cocoa bills. But since the DDAP came in, they were not getting the money on time. We believe that the program that has been approved and adopted by the state, they will comply with it and move in line with the plan. But the good news is that these institutions who had investment in the cocoa bills are very solid. They have very strong balance sheets, and liquidity is not a problem, even though it affects their profitability. But in terms of liquidity, our institutions have been very solid, and especially those who have a larger chunk of their monies in the cocoa bills, I see that their balance sheet even keeps growing bigger and bigger.
Chinibu Akodia Bwache is the chief executive or executive secretary of the Ghana Association of Savings and Loans Companies. Now, the Ghana Cocoa Board is calling on farmers to adopt the recovery initiatives implemented to keep the cocoa sector thriving. Speaking on the sidelines of the fifth annual general meeting of Asitinapa Cooperative Cocoa Farming and Marketing Society Union, District Extension Coordinator of Cocoa Board, Peter Nijani Antonio, said taking advantage of government initiatives will help revive the ailing sector due to illegal mining activities.
As cocoa board is in the season of pollination, we will encourage the farmers to adopt the pollination to increase the yields of pod so that they can benefit more from their various farms. With the little acres they have, they will be able to harvest more pod and then be able to enjoy much premium from the association. And I will also encourage them to expand their farms. We give free cocoa hybrid seedlings to the farmers each year, and we expect they will tap into it and then be benefited of all cocoa board interventions we are giving to the farmers.
Peter Nijani Antonio is the District Extension Coordinator of Cocoa Board. Away from cocoa stories, the Ghana Chamber of Construction Industry has stated that it will engage cement manufacturers over the legislative instrument currently laid in Parliament to regulate prices of the product. The Chamber is of the view that there must be an amicable solution to address the misunderstanding between the cement producers, who are against the LI and the Ministry of Trade and Industry pushing for its implementation. More in this report.
The Ghana Chamber of Construction Industry, which describes itself as the end users, have appealed to all stakeholders to deliberate on the matter and find a workable solution to the issue. Already, the Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber of Cement Manufacturers has warned that the LI, if approved, will lead to reduced production and increase in prices. However, the Chairman of the Ghana Chamber of Construction Industry, Surveyor Emmanuel Nenemate, believes there is the need to quickly assess the LI, even though it has 21 days to mature.
So we will now engage further the cement manufacturers to see their point. Why is it difficult to submit their to do the price reporting for everybody to see that yes, you produce as so much cost, and so if you are selling as so much, then the margin on it is okay.
Minister for Trade and Industry Katie Hammond insists the LI must be passed to check arbitrary pricing. It dispels the notion that the LI will control.
A business desk report. Now time for pension tip on MoneyLab.
Welcome to MoneyLab. I am Esther Frimpuma Mafu, the head of finance for Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we discussed signing up for a personal pension plan. Today, we'll be discussing the impact of the Domestic Debt Exchange Program, popularly known as DDEP, on our pension funds. Although pension funds were initially spared from the DDEP declared in 2022, a notable development unfolded on July 31, 2023. The Government of Ghana disclosed its invitation to pension funds with holdings in domestic notes and bonds, ESLA PLC and Dachi PLC. The proposal involved exchanging roughly 31 billion Ghana cedis in principal amount of eligible bonds for a set of new bonds. Bonds that didn't participate in the DDEP might not experience active trading in the bonds market. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
Esther Frimpuma Mafo, the head of finance at Enterprise Trustees Limited, with pension tip on MoneyLab for today. And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo for you, and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you could be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. The There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples for 500 cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, EcoBank Express Point, or via EcoBank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, from every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Thanks so much for your company. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through EcoBank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an EcoBank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the EcoBank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Super Hits Radio. Radio. Joy 99.7. Super Hits Radio. Radio. Joy 99.7. Joy 99.7 FM.
Of the matters that, exogenous matters that we are all very much aware of. And my understanding and indication from the retreat we had over the weekend to discuss this media budget review is that, yes, we still have challenges, no two ways about that. There are difficulties. We are not out of the woods yet. We still have some way to go in terms of repairing our public finances and rebuilding our national economy and get to the point of growth. These are all facts. And it's also a fact that there are hundreds and thousands of people out there, young people who want jobs, and families who are still struggling to make ends meet. All of these are truths, and all of these are realities of Ghanaian living today, which we have to concede and acknowledge. But that's it. It's absolutely clear that the measures that Akufo-Addo government is put in place, the post-COVID-19 economic recovery plan, is yielding some very encouraging and positive results. There's absolutely no two ways about that. You see that the currency is now strengthening. You see that the economy is
maybe
growing.
Maybe on the currency, some would say it is quite debatable because there's some still level of depreciation that we are seeing in the local currency.
No, but I think yesterday, this week, the Cedi gain against the US dollar. I mean, I saw it myself. Mm-hmm. But you are right. I mean, as I said, we are not out of this. But what is important when it comes to these matters is that there is obviously some indication of a rebound, a revival. There's absolutely no truth about that. And I think that, in all modesty, any objective pundit will concede and acknowledge that if you look at the indicators, whether it's inflation, whether it's the deficit, whether it's growth rate, whether it's the currency, whether it's our balance of payment, whichever way you look at it,